joined in studio by Fiesta Bowl Executive Director and CEO Eric Moses. Eric, great to see you again. Thank you so much. Thanks for making us feel completely underdressed today.
I get dressed well when I'm going to be in the presence of greatness.
So where are you headed after this guy? where are you encountering this greatness?
Where will that greatness be on your travels
today? I was told
today?
This was the number one sports show in the country, if not the entire universe.
Absolutely.
And yes, so I dressed appropriately.
Very well
Eric,
done.
If you listen very to well it, if done. You believe our promo, our very own promos, it's the greatest radio show that's ever existed.
Well, see, there you go. There you go. I'm happy to be here.
You are in your position. Now, just wrapping up last year, but on the precipice of a new world in college football with this 12-team playoff. I mean, how's it feel going into it? And I know there was news on that front just in the last few days.
Yeah, I tell people I've never lived in California, had to deal with earthquakes, but being in college athletics kind of feels like the ground is moving under your feet every day.
Every day.
We are excited about the expansion of the playoff format from 4 to 12 teams. We will be the first ever quarterfinal in CFP history this year on December 31st. The other three will be on January 1st. And so we're excited.
Oh,
as a bowl
like
of firsts,
oh, like
we
that.
Think it very fitting that should happen with us and that new part of the format should be introduced here in the Valley.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is a day after all that seemed to be announced, the powers that be got back together and we're talking about going to 14. And a lot of people are like, well, can't you just roll through 12 at first? This has always been kind of in the works, right? That eventually we're going to keep expanding this. And that's good.
I think it can be. I think this year and next year will be interesting to see how the marketplace accepts the expanded format. Mm-hmm. What do those first round games look like on campuses? How do they operate and run? What are the ratings on them? Same thing for the quarters and the semifinals. The thing that I love about it, like the NCAA tournament, is that every game is a game of consequence. You are in the pursuit of a national championship, and that raises the stakes for everyone involved.
Get out, Wade.
Do you know, and I'm looking at the way this is set up, and you have the first quarterfinal, the Peach Bowl, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl have the other quarterfinals in this first go-around in this 12-team tournament. Do you know what your seeds will be, or is that determined at a later date?
No, we don't know. You know that the top four conference winners, top-ranked conference winners, will get byes.
Sure.
And then 5 through 8 will host 9 through 12 on campuses. So we're hoping that there will be some regionality involved, right? I mean, if I'm the CFP, I want the very best matchups possible. Now, one of the great things that I think that we're anticipating in 26 and beyond, when everything is kind of back on the table, including potentially 14 teams or 16 or however many they're going to do, is that right now you have this little bit of a rift between the New Year's Six. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean Fiesta, Cotton, and Peach do not have ties to specific conferences. Mm-hmm. The Rose, Orange, and Sugar do. In 26 and beyond, our understanding is that all that goes away.
No.
We all get treated the same.
Wow.
And so, you know, from a fan's perspective and a promoter's perspective, that's what I want, because each game should have the best possible matchup and the one that most people can attend, that's going to be jumping inside the building and on television. And I think that freedom and flexibility will allow us to do that.
There was a report that that some unnamed NFL executives are getting a little antsy over the fact that the college football playoff might take place on Saturdays in December, where the NFL likes to roll out their Saturday games. I would take that as a compliment of what is coming, because if the NFL is getting concerned about this, that means that a college football playoff is probably going to pop. How do you think this is going to hit people? Because this is a game changer, in my opinion.
Yeah, look, I think college football and college athletics in general are special, and they're special in a way that I don't want to say that the pros aren't, but it's just different, right? The affinity is different. The depth of the affinity is different. You know, I went to North Carolina, so if you wore that UNC on your jersey, I don't care what sport you play. It could be tiddlywinks. I'm following you, right? Yeah. And that's different. I have pro teams that I love too, but it's just a different kind of thing.
Sure.
So, but that said, the NFL is the behemoth, and I don't think, as the kids would say, we don't want that smoke, right? So I don't think we want
good
that
point.
But figuring out how to extend the playoff to bring more people in, to bring casual fans in, because now you have these stories of, oh wow, a 12 beat a 5 on campus, now they're moving on to the quarterfinals, I gotta watch this team. Imagine if last year Liberty had been hosted by Florida State in Tallahassee, which is what it would have been, and had won that game, and then come to the Fiesta Bowl to play a team like an Oregon or a Washington or something like that, then you got a story. Like you guys are talking about it, we're talking about it, and people are trying to get out there to see that.
Yeah.
So I love that part of it.
Eric Moses, the executive director and CEO of the Fiesta Bowl, our guest here on Newsmakers Week. I wanted to go back to something you said earlier. 2026 and beyond, those conference ties for the bowl games that still do have those conference ties goes away. I'm curious what the feedback is that you've received on that in terms of what you brought up, hey, the fans being excited for better matchups, but also on the traditional side, people that are against this. So much of the tradition of college football has been sapped away over the last 5 years. What kind of feedback, negative and positive, have you received on that?
So here's what I would say. One, 26 and beyond is still up in the air. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So they may keep the conference ties. Okay. I think that the goal of the CFP is to make all of us kind of the same. And so there's some continuity there. I think folks are excited about what could happen in that. People want some tradition to be left while we're disrupting the entire landscape of things, but that's why the bowls are so important, because the bowls represent a tradition of college athletics and college football in a way that I think no other facet of college football does. I mean, rivalry games do, but we're disrupting those because of the conference realignment.
Yes.
So no more Bedlam. Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they're keeping the Red River rivalry because they're both moving together to the SEC, Texas and Oklahoma. But those kinds of things are going to be less common. So we need the bowls and all of the great memories that ours and all of the others bring to, I think, preserve some of that tradition, which, again, going back to my previous comment, makes college football special.
How do you keep them viable in the presence in a court in conjunction with a expanded playoff format?
The bowls in general?
Yeah.
Well, I think the New Year's Six are probably the safest because we are the meat of the playoff format. I think the other 36, it'll depend on the strength of your market. It'll depend on the strength of those matchups. We like where we sit with the Guaranteed Rate Bowl down at Chase Field because we've got the Big 12, which is growing and expanding, and the Big 10.
And local now.
Right. And local and the Big 10. Here's the thing to think about for us, though. There is no West Coast Conference anymore.
That is true.
So, again, going back to how the seeding works, we need the CFP to be able to put the teams that make the most sense in the games that make the most sense, rather than, oh, well, someone has a tie with the Pac-12, and so they have to go across the country or whatever it would be. They need to be able to put the best teams in the places where people are able to drive to those games, fly quickly, and fill up the stadium. Mm.
Talking with Eric Moses, executive director and CEO of the Fiesta Bowl here on Arizona Sports. You mentioned Liberty, in going over a potential matchup under this new format. They were in town for the Fiesta Bowl. Let's play a little bit of rewind against Oregon. And the last time we spoke, it's before that pairing came out. And I know some reaction was, wow, Liberty's in the Fiesta Bowl. Great story, but ... How did that all work out to have a mid-major like that with not a strong football history in your bowl game?
It worked out 45-6. You remember how it worked out, Vinny?
Well, I know how it worked out on the scoreboard.
It started off great.
Yeah, you're right.
With that first drive, we thought, we got a game. And then not so much.
Right.
So look, the one thing I will say is that it was a fantastic opportunity and experience for the entire Liberty travel team. Mm-hmm. We got great notes and feedback from their chancellor, their president, all the way down. The student athletes had a ball. They were so excited to be here. Conference USA was so excited to have their first New Year's Six entrant. They aren't at the same level as an Oregon, and that showed on the field. And so while I think that was great, the promoter in me says I would prefer to had, Oregon play Texas or somebody like that.
Right.
And so I'm hoping with this new format, we will get matchups more like that. The group of five, as you guys know, the CFP just met to approve the 5+7 format going to 12, meaning, the top five, the top four conferences get a bye, and then there's a fifth. So that means there will be a group of five team in those automatic bids, right? So we will still have this concept, but they will likely, and I don't mean this disparagingly, but those teams that aren't as strong will likely get weeded out in the process, right? And so I think we're going to have much better, stronger matchups moving forward because of the new format.
But I will say I'm a fan of that. I think representation for those conferences is very important. If the Power Five conferences can schedule those schools in the regular season, they should be represented for a chance to win a championship.
So I usually agree with you on everything.
I disagree with him.
So here's the rub on that. The teams that would have previously been in kind of a group of five conference, mm-hmm. say like a Cincinnati, okay. when they went up and went to the CFP, they're all moving into the bigger conferences now. They're being like gobbled up by the big conferences. And so who's going to be left? And are the teams that are left in those group of five conferences going to be strong enough in terms of making the investment they need to make in their facilities and their players and their coaches and all that stuff to really compete? Because it does not benefit the enterprise of college football to have lopsided matchups.
Well said.
And look, I'm all about kids having a chance, and I like Cinderella stories and all that kind of stuff. I have nothing against smaller schools or what have you, but I want great matchups and I want people to see fantastic football.
We all do.
Eric, it's always great to catch up
with you.
Thanks so
Eric,
much for coming in.
With a K.
Best of luck.
That's my man.
That's right.
I got it spelled right on my show sheet, too.
I love it.
Great to see you. Eric Moses, Fiesta Bowl Executive Director and CEO, our guest.